Thursday, August 21st. On Tuesday, I spent 2 hours shopping online for new clothing. It was a total blast. I ordered the cutest outfits. But the best part is that everything was so reasonably priced. Well, I just received an email that my order is ready for pickup. Squee! Thank goodness Chloe, Zoe, and Violet were generous enough to loan me clothing this morning, or I'd still be wearing the same dress I arrived in. I know, total yuck. Because I'm a very mature and responsible young adult, I realized that picking up my clothing was a vital task that needed to be completed ASAP. The store is about 5 miles away from my hotel, so I was Googling directions to get there when I received a text message. I was pleasantly surprised to see it was from Brandon. "Hey, Nikki. The restaurant here has some of the best ice cream in Paris, so let's make plans to hang out together and talk ASAP. My treat. Please say yes." I had to make a difficult decision. Do I hang out with my cute crush or go pick up the new clothing I'll need to wear for the next week? Especially since the only clean thing left in my suitcase is one sock. The answer was obvious. I texted Brandon back. "Thanks, Brandon. This sounds perfect. I'll meet you there in 30 minutes. See you soon." Squee! What can I say? I guess I'm not as mature and responsible as I thought I was. Since the swanky restaurant has a dress code, I didn't have a choice but to wear my dress. Again. I sprayed half a bottle of perfume on it just in case it was still a little smelly from my flight. Then I brushed my hair, slathered on my fave lip gloss, and took the elevator down to the restaurant. Brandon was already there waiting for me. When he saw me, a huge smile spread across his face, and he nervously brushed his shaggy bangs out of his eyes. OMG, it kind of felt like we were on a date. Only we weren't. I think just being in Paris made everything feel super special. The maitre d' seated us at the perfect table for two. It was on a dreamy balcony overlooking a beautiful flower garden full of butterflies flittering in the gentle breeze while birds tweeted in harmony. OMG, it was so romantic. Until we were rudely interrupted by a very familiar voice screeching at us from across the room. "Yoo-hoo, Brandon and Nikki! Don't you two dare sit there all alone. Come and join us, we insist. See you play." OMG, it was Mackenzie. She was seated at a table with Victoria, and it looked like they were having a meeting or something. Brandon and I immediately panicked and stared at each other in sheer horror. We watched helplessly as Mackenzie scampered over to us like an overexcited, mangy little squirrel, foaming at the mouth with rabies. "OMG, Nikki, are you still wearing that ugly dress? It's so dirty, you can probably grow fresh mushrooms on it to eat in your salad. Anyway, Victoria says you guys need to sit with us. She wants you to meet our new social media intern, who'll be arriving any minute now." "It's actually perfect timing," Mackenzie grinned. Her nasty little comment about mushrooms was just cruel. "I don't even like mushrooms." We didn't have a choice, so we took a seat at Victoria's table, ordered our ice cream, and tried our best to ignore Mackenzie. Which, by the way, was impossible. Victoria smiled and waved as a person approached our table. "Everyone, meet our new social media intern. I think you already know each other. Welcome to the team, Andre." I was in shock, and Brandon was freaking out that Andre is our new social media intern. I'll admit, this was totally unexpected. But Andre is originally from Paris, and even has a home here. so it wasn't like he was stalking us or something. He also speaks fluent French and knows the city really well. André looked exactly how I remembered him. 1. Expensive clothes. 2. Blinged out watch. 3. Tall and lanky. 4. A to-die-for smile. Even though I decided that I am 100% Team Brandon, I can still appreciate why André is so popular with the girls at my school, especially the CCP girls. To be honest, I thought André would make a great intern and the perfect tour guide for Brandon and me. Or maybe not. Poor Brandon looked like he had just seen a zombie or something. That's when I suddenly remembered that Brandon and André do not get along. At all. They argue over the silliest things and practically have temper tantrums like they're two spoiled little kids on a playground. "Dude, what are you doing here?" Brandon exclaimed, still in shock. Brandon was completely immune to André's magnetic smile.
"When Mackenzie told me the assistant intern position was open, I couldn't resist."
"Personally, I really wish you had," Brandon muttered under his breath. Brandon glared at André. Then he jabbed angrily at his ice cream like he was trying to crawl out of his bowl and slither away. "Well, seeing you here is a big surprise," I said, ignoring Brandon's snarky comment. "So, how long have you been back in Paris, André?"
"Just a few days. Actually, Nicole, I only came back here to see you guys." André smiled and winked.
After what seemed like forever, Victoria announced that she had an interview on a French television show in 2 hours and needed to get to hair and makeup. Then our meeting was over. As Brandon and I rode the elevator up to our floor, he seemed unusually quiet and a little tense. Finally, he spoke.
"Nikki, I know you and André are good friends, so if you want to spend time with him, that's cool, and I totally get it. However, just because he's your friend doesn't mean he's mine."
"Brandon, I'm as surprised as you are that André is here, but he really is a nice guy once you get to know him." Brandon definitely wasn't interested in hearing me talk about André. He scrunched up his face like he smelled something unpleasant.
"Well, personally, I don't want to get to know him. I'm just sorry things didn't go as planned. We were supposed to hang out, enjoy our gourmet ice cream, and talk. This was just awful," he sighed.
"It wasn't your fault at all, Brandon. We didn't know Victoria was going to drag us into a meeting. And I loved the ice cream. It was delish," I said cheerfully, trying to make him feel better.
"Well, the next time I pick a place for us to hang out, it's going to be miles away from..."
He trailed off, staring at the floor. I couldn't help but wonder how Brandon would have finished his sentence. Did he want to be miles away from Mackenzie? Victoria? André? This very smelly dress that I had to wear again? Brandon was right. Our date was a total disaster, even though it wasn't officially a real date. To cheer him up, I decided to tell him a corny knock-knock joke. Me. Knock-knock. Brandon, rolling his eyes. Who's there? Me. Eiffel. Brandon. Eiffel who? Me. I feel awful that you feel awful. Get it? Brandon smirked.
Yeah, Eiffel Tower. Very funny.
I tried my hardest not to laugh and instead ended up snorting like a pig.
Now that was actually funny, Brandon grinned.
By the time we got off the elevator, we were both laughing hysterically.
So I'll find a better place for us to hang out and text you, okay?
Brandon smiled. I'm already looking forward to it, I giggled. Anyway,
I think we still really enjoyed each other. Even though things didn't go as planned, c'est la vie.